Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
It's Tuesday once again, and it's time to do a little bit of football archaeology with author Timothy P. Brown and his great website of that name, footballarchaeology.com. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Bobby Lane, the great quarterback, coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And it's that time of the week again where we're going to visit Timothy Brown, the author and historian at Football Archaeology, and see what he's up to with one of his famous daily tidbits. And Tim Brown, welcome back to the Pigpen.
Hey, thanks, Darren. Looking forward to chatting once again.
Yeah, this is a great weekly thing we got going on here. And Tim, before we get going into the tidbit, maybe you could, without giving away your secret sauce recipe here, maybe you could tell us what your normal routine is for finding such interesting and off-the-wall topics for football for your writing.
Yeah, you know, so I think, you know, some of it is really kind of planned out, and some of it's just happenstance or luck, I guess. So some of the topics are just things that, you know, I just have this, the way my mind works. A lot of times I'm like, well, why is it this way? Why do we do things this way? And so, you know, I just generally look at the game and have asked the question, and, you know, why do we call halfbacks halfbacks and fullbacks fullbacks and quarterbacks quarterbacks? You know, I mean, just, I ask kind of goofy questions like that. So anyways, as a result, you know, I just spent a lot of time researching football topics. And so some of them are really kind of purposeful. I'm trying to find information on a specific thing. But oftentimes while I'm doing that, I just, you know, the article next to the one that I found, you know, for whatever I was researching, happens to be the headline that I noticed, and that ends up being the more interesting article. So, you know, so, and then other times just, you know, you're reading an article and they're not just, they don't just cover one topic. They talk about two or three things in an article. And so sometimes the second or third topic is as interesting, more interesting than what I was really looking for. And so, you know, I just kind of notice them, and I have, you know, a couple of ways of tracking that information and kind of putting them in buckets as this is something I'm going to follow up on. And once I'm done with the, you know, the research I'm doing today, and I just kind of come up with, judge them as either being worthy of a long article or a tidbit.
Well, you really are quite the magician, because I find myself quite often when you have that tidbit come out, I'm saying, you know, Tim's asking a question that I didn't even know that I wanted to know, but now I do want to know it. So it's something I never even thought of half the time. Like, wow, that's great. You know, this is really interesting, and it really dives into it. I think the listeners will enjoy that also. And I give you a way to find Tim's tidbits here in a moment. But we're going to talk about one of his tidbits that really caught my eye back in early May. And it's on the great legendary Bobby Lane and him switching some positions during his career.
Yeah, so I mean, so this is an example of one that I kind of stumbled upon. I mean, I've always known about Bobby Lane and yada yada, but, you know, I can't remember what I was looking for. But at one point, I came across an article saying, leading into his senior season at Texas, that he was going to be switching positions. And but, you know, he was just, you know, he played at a point when football was switching from the single wing and, to some extent, the Notre Dame box to the T formation. You know, so the tea really came out in, say, 1940. It was really the where it really bowed. And then you had the war, so that stopped some things. But so he's a post-war college kid. And his coach, Dana Bible at Texas, who was a single wing proponent, and so Lane was fullback slash halfback with in the single wing, and you know that was an offense that required I mean, the ideal was the Jim Thorpe, you know, triple threat, the guy who could kick, who could run, and who could pass. And Lane was all three of those. You know, I mean, he was, you know, an absolute stud. The 46th Rose Bowl. He had 3 TDs rushing. He had 2 passing. He had 1 receiving, and he kicked 4 extra points. You know, which is, you know, 40 points every point in the game. He was a part of. You know, so, he was that kind of guy, and you know, some single wing teams relied on their, most of them relied on their tailback to be the primary passer. Some also had the fullback passing. You know, it depended. If you had 2 talented passers, then that's what you do. But pretty much nobody had the quarterback's pass. You know, Notre Dame box, yeah, they did. The Packers did that kind of stuff. So, anyways. They bring a new coach, and he installs the tee. So he looks around, and he says, who's the best passer on the team? Bobby Lane, boom. And so he became the quarterback his senior year at Texas, and was, you know, a total stud as a quarterback. But, you know, and it is because he was a great passer before. You know, he's a great passer in the single wing, so he was a great passer in the tee. And in some respects, he probably didn't utilize all his talents as well as a single wing did, but they wanted to move to the team.
Okay. Now, I believe, you know, when he became professional, he went to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is near and dear to my heart. And I think you even say this, that the Steelers were a single wing offense at the time when they drafted Lane. I believe Jock Southern might have been the coach there after the post-war days when they got Lane. But then they traded him away to the Lions that they traded him to?
Traded him to the Bears.
The Bears, who were a T formation team. It just seems odd to me. Okay, he was single wing in college, converted to the T formation, and then a single wing offense drafts him and trades him to the T formation. I'm just wondering, you know, a little bit curious about that. You know, part of my Steelers anxiety is part of that, but just kind of a little interesting question. I was wondering if maybe you knew.
Yeah, so I think what happened there is that so he was drafted 3rd overall by Steelers, and they were the last NFL team to be running the single wing. So that kind of tells you maybe they should have. You know,
it was an antiquated offense at that time, right?
Along as well. But right. You know, but that was the case. But what was happening too is that, you know, right after the war, you had the All-American Football Conference, and so Lane also got drafted 2 overall by the Baltimore Colts. So now he's in a situation where, okay, do I play for the Colts in the AFC, or do I, as a T formation quarterback, or do I go back single wing with the Steelers? And he basically said, told the Steelers he wasn't going to go play for him. So in order to recoup, you know, some value, the Steelers traded him to the Bears, who were one of the teams that pioneered the T formation back in 1940.
Oh, okay, so he never played single wing in professional. The Steelers traded him before he even played for him. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Because yeah, so he wanted to be a T formation quarterback.
Yeah, correct.
All right, and, that explains it.
By then, you know, the NFL rules were, you know, a lot, you know, they were just more protective of quarterbacks. They were recognizing value, and they started just doing some things, liberalizing blocking, etc., that just allowed quarterbacks to flourish and, you know, attract fans. And now we know what happened with NFL versus college games.
Oh, well, very interesting indeed, and a great glimpse back in both college and pro football history, and one of the great players in Bobby Lane. And Tim, why don't you tell people where they can find your daily tidbits and your website?
Yeah, you can find the tidbits at www.footballarchaeology.com. You know, just hit the site, click on an article, it'll give you the opportunity to subscribe. If you subscribe and you subscribe for free, you can you'll get an email every day around 7 o'clock in the evening with the tidbit or the full article if that's what I published that day. There's also paid subscriptions that offer some additional value for those that are, you know, really into the stuff. Or you can follow me on Twitter or Facebook using the same, you know, football archaeology name. And but those, you know, potentially miss a few of my articles. So hopefully you subscribe.
All right, folks. And if you're driving the car, don't try to stop and write it down or write it as you're driving. We're going to have it in the show notes so you can just come back later. And on pigskindispatch.com, we'll get you right to Tim's site and to where his social medias are as well. So, Tim, thank you once again for this little glimpse into football history. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Very good. We'll see you in 7 days. Thanks.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.